And maybe we can just talk for a second also about the paper by Schultz looking at radioimmune therapy, RIT, up front. This has been looked at before, and I haven't heard too much about it recently. But Julie, can you just comment on this paper by Schultz and what you think it means?
Sure. So this is a report of using the Yttrium-90, ibrutinib, tiaxatan up front, 59 patients with FLCA grade 1 to 3A advanced disease. And patients were given the typical treatment with the Yttrium-90, ibrutinib, tiaxatan. So the response rate was high. 56% of patients showed a CR or CRU, 31% PR. Median follow-up of about 30 months. Progression-free survival was excellent in those patients, especially the ones that obtained a CR. And they talked about how the response rate was a little bit lower in patients that had a high LDH. So this particular treatment is fairly low toxicity, and it's done in a fairly quick manner. So although it's, of course, currently not approved for this indication, probably would not be able to get it for upfront treatment, but for relapse patients, I think it's a very good option for older patients who have trouble traveling, and it's done very quickly, and then you're done with the treatment, and it has pretty good response rates and fairly minimal toxicity. So I think that's actually an option to consider for some patients.